This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Another hurricane, another one, is headed towards Florida. Kamala Harris is going on a media blitz this week, and it has been 1 year since the October 7th attacks on Israel.
And Israel is holding ceremonies to mark the year since the deadliest attack in that country's history.
Vigils around the world have been marking 1 year since the October 7th massacres in Israel. 1,200 died in a frenzy of rape, torture, and murder. The worst loss of Jewish life since World War II.
I think back on this year as the entire year, we're still stuck in October 7th.
Bring them home!
In Australia, reflections on the demons unleashed that night.
According to Jewish tradition, a year after an event of trauma and loss, we are compelled to cease our mourning. But it is impossible not to mourn when 101 Israelis remain in that hell, and when our community here locally reels from unprecedented scales of anti-Semitism.
1 year on, hate speech and hate crimes against Jews and Muslims are up sharply. In Istanbul today, pro-Palestinian demonstrators burned the U.S. and Israeli flags. Little bandwidth here for the Jewish lives lost that night. Just rage at Israel's ferocious response. I'm Vicki Barker.
We talked to Patrick Amar, lives in Israel, was a tour guide. We spoke with him first a year ago, right after the attacks, as things are different now.
You know, my life personally has changed quite a bit because, you know, when I first came on your show a year ago, I was a tour guide. I've been a tour guide here for 20 years, and I'm still a tour guide. There's just no tourists. And it's very hard to get into Israel these days. Most airlines aren't flying here.
He says despite all the threats, he does feel safe.
We have an incredible army made of our people that's here to defend us. It's our sons and daughters and nieces and nephews. And we care for each other here and we look out for each other.
In Beverly Hills this morning, there's a tribute to those who lost their lives in that October 7th attack and those who are still being held hostage. Let's go live to Beverly Hills and our Craig Figner.
And it was a deeply emotional tribute here. If you've ever driven down Santa Monica Boulevard West and you've seen all the flags at the park here, Beverly Hills Park or Garden, as they call it. Well, this has become a new place to remember October 7th on this 1 year anniversary. And for literally everybody I talked to, they struggled to find words to describe how they are feeling.
Well, I think it's a terrible day that the fact that we still have hostages out there. I mean, a full year away from home under God knows what conditions.
1,000 flags fill the Beverly Hills Garden here on Santa Monica Boulevard. In fact, the signs say between Crescent and Cannon that it's been renamed the October 7th Memorial Plaza. Each flag represents a life lost a year ago today.
The city of Beverly Hills has stood up and in remembrance of all of those who perished. There's 1,200 flags here representing not only Americans and Israelis, but people of all nationalities who were brutally killed on October 7th. And it's important to remember that. It's important for the world to remember that a terrorist organization, in an unprovoked manner, attacked Israel.
That's Lester Friedman, the mayor of Beverly Hills, just one of so many here to mourn. It must be a very difficult day.
Yes, it is, because people want to see the end of the war and to go back to their normal lives. It's definitely a war where we have to win it. We don't have an option to lose it. Otherwise, Israel is going to cease to exist.
That is Israel Bahar speaking with KNX News. And if you do drive down this part of Santa Monica Boulevard, you will undoubtedly notice the signs that declare this the October 7th Memorial Park.
Craig Figner, Beverly Hills, thanks. In the year since the attack, all these worries about the war widening. Jeffrey Schaub with a look at that. What it could mean to the global economy.
Tina Fordham weighs in. She is geopolitical strategist and founder of Fordham Global Foresight.
The biggest risk is that Israel and Iran end up in direct confrontation because Iran is a major energy producer. So whether it's the possibility of an attack on Iran's energy infrastructure or something even more dramatic, an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, that would really spell trouble, and that would see commodities prices spike in response.
In other words, gas prices could shoot up, and Wall Street is taking notes.
Wars are inflationary.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. More on October 7th, the 1 year mark today. Rabbi Yossi Zweiback from the Stephen Wise Temple here in L.A., close friends with the family of Hirsch Goldberg Poland. You might remember that name, California-born, one of the hostages who was killed. Rabbi also has been leading discussions on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Rabbi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike and Vicky, for having me.
According to a recent survey, just one, more than 60% of Jewish people in this country, in America, have felt anti-Semitism since the attacks in Israel on October 7th. Discrimination and hatred, we should point out, toward Muslims is also up. You have worked over the past year to stop the hate, but is it working?
There's so much work to do. I have seen signs of progress, and really, I see those on one-on-one conversations when I talk to people with, you know, the kinds of things that they're going through in their lives, and I share with them some of the things that I'm dealing with and members of our temple community are dealing with. I can see an opening happen. Just 2 weeks ago, I was privileged to be able to bring 11 pastors from the African-American community here in Los Angeles to the Nova exhibition here in LA, in Culver City, and to experience that together, to walk through together. I can see moments like that, moments of coming together, and it's very powerful.
You know, I heard something interesting the other day. It was about colleges, and they were noting, yes, there are some very loud groups. We've seen the protests. We've seen the encampments. But on the other side, they said there's a whole bunch of kids, and we call them kids, but 18 to 22-year-olds, who are silent because they're afraid to actually say something. Either way, or just start a discussion because they're worried that the backlash is going to be so direct and so complete, no matter where it's coming from, that they don't want to even have a discussion about any of this.
Yeah, we really have to model that ourselves, I think, faculty, staff, parents, grownups, for our college-age kids, our high school-age kids, we have to model what it is to open our hearts and our minds to that kind of conversation. And I think one of the most important things to take away from all of this is being able to see each other's sadness, see each other's pain. It really shouldn't be that hard to look someone in the eyes and say, hey, October 7th, I know that's a very important Memorial Day for your people now. And whatever we're feeling about politics or other things, can't we just acknowledge the pain that we've been through?
You know, to that point and what you said before, you had mentioned that various groups, Jewish and Muslim, have come together peacefully to promote, togetherness and peace. And I've seen that in the past as well as, you know, present day. But why is it so hard? The leaders do that, right? But why is it so hard for the young people and others to care for one another and not promote hate? If you all are the face of the leadership, why is it so difficult for the younger people to do that?
Well, it's so easy to point our fingers at social media, but I think there's a reason we keep going back to that. And it's because of the way the algorithm is designed. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Black pastor here in Los Angeles, and we were talking about the differences in our feeds and the kinds of things that I see all day long on Facebook and Instagram and in my news feed are the kinds of stories that are attractive to me, that are interesting to me, that get me to click, that get me excited, sometimes that get me angry even. And the kinds of things in his feed are different stories. And so sometimes we really don't see each other's news, and therefore being able to see each other's pain and to see what's upsetting one another and what's exciting one another is harder and harder than ever before. I think a lot of times, because there's so much controversy around moments like this, grownups fail to help to encourage the kinds of conversations that people need to have, where we can actually get to the core of a matter. We also have a whole issue of what's even true. So we have, reliable news sources that we can go to, and we can say, okay, this is a reliable news source reporting on what actually happened. But then we have so much fake news. We have disinformation that's intentionally designed by bad actors who are trying to divide us. And so I think all of these factors come together and make it harder than ever before. So we need to really model and attack each one of those. We have to have those face-to-face conversations. We have to ask the question, that's so interesting. Where did you learn that? Where did you get that fact? And I like to share that with people all the time, say, well, I lived in Israel for 5 years. I've spent a lifetime studying these things. Let me share some things I know, and then let's have that conversation together.
Rabbi Yossi Zweiback, Stephen Wise Temple here in L.A. Rabbi, thanks for talking to us.
The Supreme Court begins its session with a decision on an abortion law, and the Dodgers take their playoff hopes to San Diego after a beating by the Padres. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Another hurricane coming towards Florida, Cat 4 right now. Life-threatening flooding as it goes towards Tampa and Orlando. The governor, Ron DeSantis, says they got to quickly get debris out from Helene, slammed the state as well.
My executive order requires debris landfill and dump sites to remain open 24/7 to accept debris from Hurricane Helene. We need as much of this debris picked up as possible. This creates a safety hazard, and it also will increase the damage that Milton could do with flying debris.
Could make landfall on Wednesday on the Gulf Coast of Florida. It's only been 10 days since Helene hit.
Supreme Court has released a decision to keep the Texas abortion law in place, which does not allow hospitals to do emergency abortions that go against state rules. The Biden administration wanted the court to change that, arguing that federal law requires hospitals to provide abortions in emergencies. They pointed to a similar case in Idaho where the court allowed emergency abortions. However, Texas argued that their law has exceptions for the health of pregnant patients. And the state Supreme Court agreed there have been reports of women in medical distress being denied care because doctors are unsure if performing an abortion would break the law. Donald Trump predicting he will win Wisconsin next month, made the prediction at a rally in Juneau.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all. I don't think so. We have got the biggest crowds. They've never seen crowds like this. This is unbelievable, actually.
The presidential election went to a Republican just once in the past 40 years, and that's when Trump took the state in 2016. He's been in Wisconsin four times in 8 days.
Dodgers got hammered by San Diego. Game two of the division series is tied up now. They're going to San Diego tomorrow.
Dodger fans were pumped up, hoping to see their team take a 2-0 lead in the series.
Popcorn!
And three retired brothers who grew up in Glendale were there together for the first time in forever.
God, I think it's been about 50 years, I would say.
But they wouldn't end up staying till the end. The Padres jumped out quickly to take the lead and never really looked back. In the seventh inning, things got a little ugly when some baseballs and other objects were thrown at a couple of Padres players.
If you're subject to ejection, you throw objects onto the field of play.
When it was all over, some happy San Diego fans just wanted to get out of L.A. in a hurry.
Tensions are high right now. You know, we want to get out of here early.
We got to get home safe, you know what I mean?
Dodger fans just hope the team can at least earn a split of the two games in San Diego so they can bring the series back to L.A. Friday night. I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
You're in 20 minutes of nonstop news right here on KNX News.
Feds say they're investigating the emergency landing of a Frontier jet in Las Vegas. The FAA says the flight from San Diego was in the process of landing on Saturday when the crew reported smoke in the cockpit and declared an emergency. The crew's, well, they put it out on the plane's right engine after it landed. Video showed flames and smoke coming from the underside of the plane. Frontier says there were no reported injuries, and all the passengers and seven crew got off the plane using the stairs.
Affordable housing crisis about to get worse.
As many as 223,000 affordable housing units may no longer be available in the next 5 years. They were built under a federal program from the late 80s. The low-income housing tax credit gave breaks to developers who kept the rents low. But that only had to exist for 30 years, and that's coming up now.
Reporter Jackie Quinn says some of the renters face the big monthly increases or maybe even eviction.
Fall allergies are said to be getting worse, in part, they say, because of climate change.
Allergies are more than just an occurrence in the spring, now more common in the fall as well, thanks to drier springs and summers and carbon dioxide.
The concentration of carbon dioxide continues to increase. Warmer temperatures plus more CO2 acts like a fertilizer and allows plants to produce more pollen.
University of Arizona Associate Professor Teresa Crimmins.
With increasing temperatures, the growing season is extending later, leading to longer allergy seasons.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Last month, number of migrants crossing the southern border illegally dropping to the lowest point since President Biden took office. Nearly 54,000 migrants caught trying to enter the country without the authorization. So down from July, dropped partly because of the new rules, making it harder for many to get asylum. Since the changes, most migrants have been deported, fewer being released into the U.S.
Diddy's mom is speaking out after all the allegations against her son. TMZ is saying she defended him as he faces the charges of sex trafficking and assault. In a statement, she says her son deserves a fair chance to prove his innocence in court. She also acknowledged that Diddy has made mistakes, but insisted that not being completely honest about past actions doesn't mean he's guilty of the current allegations. She says she thinks that some of the accusations against her son are motivated by people trying to get money rather than justice.